call 8200 for details. Terms and conditions apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Time on Phoenix FM is 18 hours now. Time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
This is a story of legacy and growth. This is a story of Jacob Chunga and his food processing company, Jaja Farms Limited, a company that values healthy eating. It's a story of becoming one of the greats in the food processing industry. At Absa, we are proud to provide Jacob with the right tools for his growth through our tailored SME financial support. We see your story and invite you to write it with us. Your story matters, Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. JCTR food basket shows cost of living in Lusaka rose by 887 kwacha in the past 1 year. 18 family members hospitalized after drinking contaminated Munkoyo in Luano. In global news, nearly 50 people die of thirst in Sahara Desert after lorry breaks down. Welcome to the main news at 18 hours with me, Ruben Mwanza. The cost of living for a family of five in Lusaka increased to 12,160 kwacha 54 ngwe in May 2026, up from 11,272 kwacha 85 ngwe in May 2025, marking an annual increase of 887 kwacha 67 ngwe. According to the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR Basic Needs and Nutrition Basket, the rise underscores cost of living pressures faced by households and highlights the need for a people-centered approach to national planning and budgeting. JCTR Communications and Digital Engagement Officer Bernard Mwaba says during the month of May, the cost of essential non-food items rose significantly from 6,760 kwacha 32 ngwe in April to 7,050 kwacha 15 ngwe, driven mainly by charcoal, which increased from 725 kwacha to 870 kwacha per 90 kg bag. On food items, Mr. Mwaba says beans rose from 61 kwacha 19 ngwe to 70 kwacha 5 ngwe per kilogram, beef from 115 kwacha 82 ngwe to 119 kwacha 29 ngwe, and tomatoes from 14 kwacha 27 ngwe to 15 kwacha 97 ngwe, while kapenta, soya pieces, cooking oil, chickens and vegetables recorded marginal decreases. He notes that despite the overall food cost dropping from 5,291 kwacha 17 ngwe in April to 5,110 kwacha 39 ngwe in May, increases in non-food items and some foods continue to intensify the burden of households. Mr. Mwaba says the burden falls disproportionately on the poor, undermining access to food, shelter, energy and health care.
Given that the burden of high living costs falls disproportionately on the poor, undermining their dignity as access to adequate food, shelter, energy, healthcare, and other necessities become increasingly unattainable. The projected bumper harvest of 4.9 million metric tons presents a valuable opportunity for the government to respond to the cost of living crisis by strengthening the agricultural value chain through increased value addition and agro-processing. The government can stimulate job creation, boost farmers' incomes, and ultimately enhance household livelihoods and economic resilience for ordinary Zambians.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, says it will not hesitate to fully exercise its powers to sanction any political party that engages in violence during the campaign and voting period. Speaking during a stakeholder engagement on the orientation of the Electoral Process Amendment Act No. 12 of 2026, ECZ Vice Chairperson Vincent Mukanda said the Commission maintains a zero-tolerance stance on electoral violence and is committed to ensuring peaceful elections. Responding to concerns over the Commission's silence on reported incidents of violence during the nomination period in various parts of the country, Mr. Mukanda said the ECZ will not hesitate to take action, including suspending parties found involved in political disturbances. He added that the amended Electoral Process Act No. 12 of 2026 has strengthened the Commission's mandate by introducing stricter penalties for offenders.
As we move towards 13th August 2026 general election, let us remain united in our shared responsibility of strengthening Zambia's democracy and ensuring that the electoral process reflects the will of the people. There was a question about the violence that was witnessed during the nomination period. The Commission's stand on violence in the electoral process has not changed. And we just want to reiterate and say that we do not condone any form of violence in the electoral process.
18 members of the same family from Nikisi village in the Kawololwe area of Chief Kanyesha in Luwano district have been hospitalized after allegedly consuming contaminated munkoyo. Luwano District Commissioner Kels Meleki confirmed the incident, saying the victims were admitted to Old Mukushi Rural Health Center, where they are receiving medical attention. Mr. Meleki commended health workers for their swift response, which helped save the victims, and emphasized the need for residents to exercise caution when consuming traditional beverages. He has since urged community members to be aware of the ingredients used in local brews and ensure they are safe for consumption.
Indeed, we've received this the message that a family of 18 in number that they took the munkoyo, which we suspect that maybe it wasn't a good thing for ingestion. So now it's good that they are all here at the health facility, which is Old Mukushi, and it's good that our officers, the doctor and all the officers, they are working tirelessly together to see to it that we save the lives of this particular family, and I'm very happy.
Meanwhile, Luwano District Health Director Dr. Rabi Panja said all 18 patients remain under treatment at Old Mukushi Rural Health Center. Dr. Panja said investigations are underway to establish the source of the contamination that affected the munkoyo.
Just been faced by a scourge of diarrheal presentation from our community, where about 16, 18 members of one family in one area had ingested munkoyo, as a local traditional drink, and also suspected vegetable ingestion. So all of them have presented with a diarrheal presentation. They are coming from one family, and we are handling them here at Ward Mukushi. All of them have been admitted. We have children as young as 3 years old, and adults, the parents, the mothers, and male adults.
Government has allocated 69.7 million kwacha towards the rehabilitation and upgrading of the water recirculation system at the University Teaching Hospitals, UTH, in a decisive effort to address water supply challenges at the country's largest referral health institution. Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation Permanent Secretary, Engineer Romas Kamanga, reaffirmed government's unwavering commitment to ensuring that UTH is supported by a reliable, safe and sustainable water supply system. Engineer Kamanga said government has prioritized this critical investment to guarantee a consistent and dependable water supply at the hospital. He explains that the project, which is being implemented by the Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation Company, targets key areas within the hospital's water infrastructure that require urgent intervention. Engineer Kamanga said the contract, valued at approximately 69.7 million kwacha, will be implemented over a period of 12 months and is fully financed by government. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation Principal Public Relations Officer Prince Chiyuni. In global news, at least 49 people have died of thirst in a remote part of the Sahara Desert in northern Niger after the truck carrying them broke down, authorities said. The group had been returning from Mali, where they had attended the Muslim festival.